Good morning. It's 9:44, 73 degrees in Cincinnati. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis continues to deny marriage licenses to couples one day after the Supreme Court refused to stay a decision ordering her to do so. Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says Davis now risks being held in contempt of a federal court order.
Rowan County residents David Moore and David Ermold were again denied marriage licenses at the Rowan County Clerk's office Tuesday morning. County Clerk Kim Davis says God's authority permits her to refuse issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. She's also refusing to issue licenses to heterosexual couples to avoid being accused of discrimination, she says.
I'm willing to face my consequences as you all will face your consequences when it comes time for judgment.
Late Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court denied Davis's appeal of a preliminary injunction to resume issuing marriage licenses. Davis stopped issuing the forms after the high court legalized same-sex marriage in June. Davis could now be held in contempt of U.S. District Court Judge David Bunning's order to resume issuing marriage licenses. I'm Ryland Barton in Moorhead.
The Cincinnati Police Department is continuing efforts to equip patrol officers with body cameras. It anticipates having them on the streets sometime next summer. Some council members want them available sooner, but Christopher Smitherman says buying cameras and putting them on officers is the easy part.
The difficult part is how do we transmit that information? How do we make it available with Ohio public request for public information? How do we assure that the technology works every time that it's turned on? And how do we train our officers about this new technology and how to use it and when it's appropriate and so on?
The police department has formed several committees to study body cameras. Those representatives said they're hoping to get additional information on the latest technology during an event in Chicago later this fall. Cincinnati's police chief says until recently the number of shootings in the city had declined, but several current incidents have changed that. Jeffrey Blackwell has reassigned 24 officers to increase patrols.
We're going to put them directly in District 4, District 2, and two of the officers in District 1, where we've seen some spikes that have stayed up, and we want to have the uniform manpower to give to Captain Harold and Captain Jeff Butler and Captain Michael John so that they can do more creative things in those hotspot areas.
Blackwell says as of Monday, there have been 316 fatal and non-fatal shootings this year. That compares to 239 in 2014 for the same period. The latest officer reassignments are the second phase of the Chief's Safety Initiative Plan launched earlier this summer. The Kentucky agency overseeing the state's community and technical colleges is not pleased. Gateway's board of directors did not follow protocol in a board meeting. WVXU's Ann Thompson reports.
The Kentucky Community and Technical College System President Dr. Jay Box has ordered Gateway to hold another board meeting because during the one earlier this month, Chair Jeff Grube allowed public comment. At times, those public remarks were emotional as students complained about the firing of a teacher and questioned the responsiveness of the administration. So the board will meet again Tuesday at noon, says Terry Giltner with the state's Community and Technical College System.
The board is meeting to evaluate Gateway Community and Technical College's president.
After they make changes and vote to accept it, the evaluation of Ed Hughes will be hand-delivered to Dr. Box. The last time Box returned the report unopened. Chair Jeff Grube told WVXU the Gateway Board intends to fully comply with the requirements of KCTCS with regard to the president's evaluation. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.
Hamilton County's coroner is looking for funding to connect into a national gun crimes database. The National Integrated Ballistic Information Network is run by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Dr. Lashmi Samarco says being part of NIBIN would help local law enforcement easily share information with agencies around the country.
When something is registered, whether it's a bullet, a casing, or a gun somewhere else, there's additional information that's also put into that network. That kind of information, whether it's a mugshot, a fingerprint, or somebody's license plate number that was seen leaving the scene of a crime, could be useful for us.
Samarco says Hamilton County is on a short list of communities that could participate. She says the cost is about $250,000. Some Ohio politicians are unhappy President Obama has announced Mount McKinley in Alaska will go back to its original name, Denali. But Ohio State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports that reaction isn't universal in this state.
U.S. House Speaker John Boehner and U.S. Senator Rob Portman, both Republicans from Southwest Ohio, are among those who've shared their disappointment at the decision to take the Ohio-born McKinley's name off the mountain after nearly 100 years. But at the McKinley Presidential Library and Museum in Canton, curator Kim Kenny has mixed feelings.
You know, it's a little bit sad to think that the mountain will no longer be called McKinley, but we're excited, too, that our president is part of a national conversation right now because that doesn't happen very often.
Not all Ohio natives are opposed to the change. Republican U.S. Senator Daniel Sullivan of Alaska co-sponsored federal legislation to change the name back to Denali. He was born in a suburb of Cleveland. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Partly cloudy and hot today, the high 88, it's 73.